Some of the saddest news I've heard in a long, long time, Roo. Gavin Wanganeen evicted off Survivor.
He didn't survive too long, did he?
No, not at all.
Let's hear what happened.
Gavin, the tribe has spoken.
I'm just shell-shocked. I didn't see those votes coming back my way, that's for sure. It was an absolute blindside at its best. There's some smart cookies in there, and those girls, when they're all together, they're going to be pretty powerful and hard to stop.
Oh, Roo, brings a tear to my eye. I can't believe this. Gav has been voted off Survivor. I cannot believe this. Gavin Wanganeen, good morning.
G'day, fellas. How you going?
God, Wangers. Those knifing bastards out there in Survivor. God, I can't believe they ganged up on you.
Oh, gee, bloody hell, hey. How
You say you say you were blindsided, Gav, so you just did not see it coming.
Nah, look, they were quite stealth-like, those girls, and, you know, who were leading the other alliance there, and, you know, Shannon and Flick, and I did not hear word around camp, neither did my alliance, so it's just one of those, tricky situations, especially early in the game too, where you're still getting to know your own alliance members and tribe mates. It's a very tricky part of the game, and everyone's sort of just hustling and jostling to consolidate their own position, so they just go for whoever they can go for. And look, to be honest with you, if you know people who are watching, I was actually in shock. I did not see that coming because I thought that they would go for either Simon or Emmett, who were you know, a little bit more out there, a bit more outspoken. So Simon was taking like real control, commander type control. Emmett was, you know, he was a really charismatic, you know, confident sort of guy. So I'm thinking, nah, that wouldn't go for me. Nah, that wouldn't go for me in my mind. Next minute, bang, sucker punch.
now, Wangers, you were part of the Brawn group and you were doing exercises against the Brains group, and then you did a wrestling exercise and you got out-muscled by the Brains group. I mean, you were never a big tackler when you played the game, but I thought you were a bit stronger than that.
Come on, mate. I was like a leech. When I got onto guys, mate, I pinned the arms and I was like a leech. They did not get away from me. I was a gun tacker, Roo. Do your research. Come on.
Yeah.
Now, seriously, he got me. Those cyclists, their legs are much stronger than I thought. But, that was a hard challenge because I had to get to that bag and I spent a bit of time getting it out because I got there first. And then he sort of rammed into the ground and he laid on top of me and sort of sucked the air out of me. He recovered and then he had that burst to just get me over the line. So it wasn't too far off, mate. Knock off 5 years or 8 years, mate. I would have smashed him.
What about George? He's an interesting cat, George, isn't he?
Yeah, Georgie's on the Brains tribe. He's a character. I actually like George. I think he's very funny and I didn't have a lot to do with him because I didn't go far enough where, you know, to be able to have, you know, more interaction with him. So, but I'm really looking forward to watching George and see how he goes.
Over the years, we've seen some real exotic locations with Survivor. What was it like out? You're out near a place called Cloncurry. It looked like conditions were pretty tough.
They were, Dits. It was extremely hot during the day, like, you know, high 30s, humid, like extremely hot. I mean, being in the tropics, up the top part of Queensland, near the border of Northern Territory. And at nighttime, it was under 15 degrees. It was seriously cold. Like, and the first night, the first 5 days, we were only allowed to have one outfit and you weren't allowed to have, like, really warm clothing. So I had like a little thin hoodie and some pants and a t-shirt under that. But I was actually freezing my you know what off. Like, it was ridiculous. The first night, absolute zero sleep.
Hey, Wangers, I rang you up about 6 months ago and said, oh, can you come down and do a function at the hour? We're raising money for the mighty Glenunga Football Club. And you said, oh, I can't come. I'm going around Australia doing some painting trips. You lied to me, didn't you?
I'm so sorry, man.
Is that when you were filming Survivor?
Yeah, it was, mate. I was out bush doing some art workshops in communities. That's what I said to you. but you know that function, though, didn't I end up going in the end? Did it get delayed or something?
Yeah, I had to drag you there, but you're not into charity too much. But anyway.
No, I sure am. Don't worry about that. A lot of freebies, Roo, unlike you.
Now, Wangers, one thing about this as well, the secrecy of it, we hear with a lot of these reality shows, obviously you sign up and no one's allowed to say anything. How did all of your kids keep this all quiet?
Funny enough, we didn't say anything. Pippa and I didn't say anything to our little girls, our four little girls. So, yeah, it's because, you know, they're only young. They're in year two and three, and they would have been, you know, blabbermouthing you know, all the information across. So it was quite strict. We had to keep it very confidential.
Daddy's you're looking forward. Yeah. You're looking forward to lockdown with four little girls.
I think you know what it's like, Roo. I mean, we did it last time, so we're back to it. Hopefully, you know, it's only going to be the 7 days, but you never know in this climate with this Delta strain. But you're just going to do what you're going to do. You know, we all got to just hang in there and try and keep occupied and. Plenty of, you know, work around the house and jobs, the yards, the weeding. So, yeah, it'll be interesting, Roo.
Yeah. Hey, Gav, good on you, mate. Thanks for getting up early and talking to us. Well done for having a crack at Survivor, mate. It didn't turn out, but you did a good job, mate. Well done.
Thanks, boys. Much appreciated.
Good on you, Wangers.
Gavin Wanganeen. And, Roo, next time he tells you he's going on a bloody art painting tour, I'd smell a rat. But anyway.
I got outsmarted by him.